If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is November the 23rd, 2022, and today the topic is gratitude. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy Wednesday and happy Thanksgiving Eve. I am recording much, 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 much later than usual, but yeah, I ended up basically having a conversation with my sister, so that's the reason why I'm late. But I'm here, y'all, and I'm ready to give you all the juice this morning, and I hope that you all enjoyed it. So my apologies if anybody was looking for it around 6, but it'll be out here for you all to, you know, enjoy. So anywho, man, I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. Not too much to report, per se, just, you know, blessed, highly favored, working, trying to keep things going, get things done. So yeah, that's pretty much what yesterday looked like for me. And yeah, here we are on this Wednesday. This morning when I woke up, I guess I woke up to the sound of my alarm, and I was kind of tired, but, you know, I pushed on through and everything like that, and the word gratitude was standing out to me this morning. I was listening to the prayer meditation, and I think it was kind of centered around it as well, and then I just kept coming across it when I looked on social media as well this morning. So, and obviously, you know, gratitude is one of those words that I guess you do hear a lot around this time of year, you know, Thanksgiving and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's the inspiration today, taking a closer look at this word gratitude. So let's do it, y'all. The definition of gratitude says the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and return kindness. So that sounds beautiful. You know, you are ready to show appreciation and kindness, and return kindness in particular. This morning, the word readiness stood out to me as well as I read the definition, so I looked that up too, and that says the state of being fully prepared for something, willingness to do something. So, let's be ready to show appreciation. That's what I'm receiving in regards to these definitions this morning. So yeah, how are we? Are we ready to be ready to show appreciation? Are we ready to show appreciation to God? You know, I think that's ultimately what the focus turned to when I was looking up verses and whatnot this morning. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into that, y'all. Let's get into what these verses have to say. So Colossians 3:15, it stood out to me, and it says this, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." So, now what does that have to do exactly with gratitude? I don't know, but I know what stood out to me the most in that particular verse was your hearts. It's a heart thing, right? That's what I'm receiving here. It says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." Let us be thankful for this peace. I don't know. I guess I don't have too much to say about it at the moment. You know, it's just something to reflect on. You know, I guess, you know, when we think about our hearts, when we think about gratitude, when we think about everything that we have to be thankful for, I think, again, the peace of Christ will help us be content in spaces where people may not be content. I was sharing with a friend of mine the other day, just my testimony, and I just was like letting her know that, in spite of everything in this particular season, I think that's why I'm fighting so hard to stay here. Because in this particular season in my life, whether God does anything else for me or allows me to do anything else, I truly feel like God has done enough. Like, I feel truly content with where I am. I feel like even if the Lord's like, hey, just miracle you, just get up and do the juice every day, and that's what you do, I'm content with that. Like, yeah, I got other ideas. I got, books I want to make, movies, music, all this other stuff. And I want to continue to do that while I am graced with life, and everything like that. But yeah, that's just something that is just incomparable to the peace, that I feel, and everything. And don't get me wrong, like, of course there's ups and downs. Like I said, we were talking about yesterday, we talked about doubt and everything like that. I'm human still too. Yes, I got a lot of things, on my mind and everything. But overall, the overall contentment is what I'm talking about. The overall peace of mind and heart is something that's just incomparable. And I think for me, I just attribute that to God and what He has done in my life. And to finally be in this place, it's truly been a blessing. And so, again, I just hope these words encourage and inspire you, whoever you are, that you guys can reach that place of contentment as well. And I believe that that will come from allowing, like this verse here says, letting the peace of Christ rule your hearts. Let's keep going, y'all. Hebrews 12 and 28, it says, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. Yes, I feel like I missed something. Oh, I did miss a verse that I meant to share with you guys. Let me share you with you all this verse first. So the first verse I meant to share with you all is Matthew 6 and 21. It says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. There's another word that I wrote in front of that, but I don't know if I, oh, for. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So when we're thinking about this whole thing about that first verse I ended up sharing, which was telling us about let the peace of Christ rule your hearts. Yes, because yeah, ultimately, yeah, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. So what are you putting before the Lord? Like, if you let the peace of Christ be in your heart, then you can find contentment with that, you can find contentment with, like, the words say, if I'm not mistaken here, with just having the clothing and food or whatever. Or was it shelter and food? One of those arrangements. Y'all gotta look it up on your own, where that verse comes from. But yeah, where is your treasure? Like, if you're putting your treasure on earthly things, if your mind and heart is always on earthly things, then you'll never be fulfilled. I've been there. I tried to fill God's gap with any and everything else, and I can be, I'm a living witness that I was not fulfilled. I was always reaching. I was always feeling like something was missing and everything like that. Now that I've shifted and allowed God to renew my mind and did this, let the peace of Christ rule my heart and everything like that, that's where the contentment and all that stuff has come from. And so, yeah, so now that both of those verses have been said, if we go back to Hebrews 12 and 28, it says again, therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus let us after offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. So again, once we put our hearts in the right place, right, allow Jesus to rule our heart and give us peace, and we find contentment in that, one, I guess another thing is that we can be thankful that we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Again, when we put our hearts and minds on earthly things or things that are, that can wither away, that can fade, that won't last, then that's again where we find ourselves feeling like things are missing, feeling like things aren't right, whatever the case is. But again, when we put our things on our hearts and mind on the things of the spirit, we have here, like it says, a kingdom that is that cannot be shaken. And because of this, we can offer God worship with reverence and awe. Because at the end of the day, every day I'm sitting here thinking and thanking and praising God for this place. And I can't sit here and take too much credit. The only thing I can say is that, you know, I've allowed God to lead me and guide me on, you know, everything in life at this point. And on some hand, it might not make sense to everybody, you know. On some hand, it might not even make sense to me sometimes. I'll be like, well, Lord, like, what are we doing? Like, what? Huh? But, you know, I might be lost. But then next thing I know, doors open and, you know, things start to make more sense. And it just gives me more encouragement to keep going. And so, yeah, that's just one of those things we can, you know, offer the Lord our worship and with reverence and awe. Plenty of verses to peruse and let marinate in our hearts, souls, and minds that will hopefully encourage you and inspire you to, you know, take on this heart of gratitude. But the Bible verse of today is Psalm 23 and 6. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow. Oh, am I going to talk to y'all on Thanksgiving? I might get up and talk to y'all tomorrow. If the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all. I'm Nyla O'Neill with Anchor Providing Institute. We're located at 737 South Hill Street in Griffin, Georgia. Look, this program was birthed out of a will to help and push you closer to your dream. Customizing each and every learning path for each and every student, giving you hands-on education with myself and other teammates. We're here to help you and drive you to be the best version of yourself. Look, we are a 12-week program, and it will be vigorous, but it will be worth the work. Put the work in, you will see it in the end. We are dedicated to seeing you not only finish our program, but to get certified. We are an accredited school through the National Phlebotomy Solutions, and we are so ready to meet each and every one of you. Contact us today.